Welcome to the Millennial Agenda, the podcast that's here to prove we're not out to ruin the world, we're just trying to survive it. I'm your host, Josh Gunderson, and joining me on this roller coaster of adulting are two incredible co-hosts, the brains and sass behind the operation, Nina Sabatini and Meg Stone. Join us as we tackle the everyday challenges of the world with a dose of humor and a splash of wine. So whether you're a millennial navigating the trenches or just trying to understand our avocado toast-loving ways, buckle up, you're in for a ride. I think it's just I need to get into the Wild Wild West like mindset. And I was trying to think of like what shows have I watched that take place in, or like even what movies. And
right.
Shockingly, not a whole like my brain's going to The Man from Snowy River, but that took place in Australia.
That checks out. Yeah.
Have you seen that? That feels like a Meg movie. That yeah. That
I of
Meg
course
movie.
I feel like come a on Meg now. Movie.
That feels like a Meg movie. And then, like, my brain then also goes to the first Tremors, which was not set in the Wild West. It just took place in a desert.
I always assume it's Wild West, too. It's fine. You're fine.
Isn't it Nevada?
I'm pretty sure it's Nevada.
I think it's California. Ooh. I think it's, like, Death Valley, California. And I'm like, no, it's the Wild West. Shh, it's fine.
But, like, first off, let's ADD down that hole.
Lone Pine, California.
What a brilliant fucking movie. I love
Tremors.
That movie.
I love it. Is joy. Even, it is freaking joy.
I and like Tremors 2, good time. Good time. Tremors 3, I see what you're going for. Tremors 4 is definitely a movie that happened.
I don't know if I've seen 3 or 4. I know I've seen the first two.
Tremors 3 is called Back to Perfection. So they go
is
back.
Is that the one with the butt blasters are in it?
Yes. The ass blasters.
Yes!
Tremors 4 goes back in time. And yeah, it's like, okay, you lost me. And then there was Tremors the series, which was a thing that also happened.
I think I watched one episode of that and I'm like, what happened?
And then there was some that I don't know if they're still all on Netflix, but there was Tremors 5 Bloodlines, Tremors A Cold Day in Hell, and Tremors Shrieker Island. And I have not watched them, and I'm kind of regretting that now, and I feel like I'm gonna go on a mission to
you and me both, friend. You and me
Nick
both.
Nick and I had talked about rewatching these a few weeks ago, so
are we going to do a watch party of Tremors?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, now I need to know where I can watch them. I mean, I have the first four on DVD. I just never watched number four because I was like,
it just kind of went.
And then I know the last three were on Netflix at one point in time.
The first one, I know at least the first one is on, I want to say Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah, because
I feel like
I
rewatched it recently. Oh. Rude.
That's all right. If we wait long enough, they'll come back.
Or if there's a good enough deal on Vudu, I'm just going to buy them.
Or.
And I will just give you my login for the Vudu.
Oh, man. Tremors. That just was a fun freaking movie.
That was we love. I mean, that was like Kevin Bacon. That was,
he was great.
That was Kevin Bacon prime, is what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Memories.
We were like, he can't use his dancing feet.
He cannot use his. And the little girl in it, the little like, was the girl from Jurassic Park.
Really?
You're welcome. Yeah. There's something weird, like, I don't know if it was, like, they filmed it the same year, or, like,
Jurassic Park came out in 93, I think.
Yeah, this came out in 90.
Yeah.
So, Eric. Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
It's the same girl.
I just remember, because I love.
Good for her.
She was.
Look at her.
Good for her doing the thing.
Look at her. Let her live her life.
I just remember, like, loving Reba McEntire's character.
Because she is her and the dad from like Family Ties as a couple. So
that was
fucking
Michael Gross. Yep. And if I remember,
I'm always like Alex P. Keaton's dad. That's all I got.
If I remember correctly, Michael Gross is the only actor to appear in
every Tremors movie, including The Legend Begins.
Wow. Because live his extra life.
So he was in Tremors 5 Bloodlines, he was in Tremors A Cold Day in Hell, and he was in Shrieker Island. So, you know, good for him. He's living it. He's the final guy instead of the final girl. I'm so Hell happy yeah. for him. Good for you.
I am excited for him. Like, just that is
rolling. Like, wow. What started off as a brilliant movie and just got better. And by that, I mean so much worse in the best possible ways.
He and Reba McEntire's character, they were insane in just, they're just, wow, that was a lot. And I loved it. Loved it.
I no notes, 10 out of 10, brilliant film franchise. Haven't even watched all of them, but I can tell you right now, it's either you love them or you are wrong.
I think that checks out. Yep. That's just science. That's how science works now, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Sorry. I apologize if this movie has already come up. Please remind me. Have we discussed the movie Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat?
I've watched it, and it's a delight.
No, I was worried you were going to bring up Nina Takes a Lover again.
No. No, the reason why is because this looks like it takes place in like a Midwestern deserty sort of place, and there's vampires. So if you would like inspiration.
Yeah, but it is a surrealist. It is, if it's the movie I'm thinking of, it is wild.
Oh, well, so it's a 1989 American Western comedy horror film directed by Anthony Hickox, which is the Walmart $5 bin version of Alfred Hitchcock. oh, boy. You know what? I think this is just going to have to be a thing that we watch anyway because, oh, God.
It's real good.
Oh, God. The synopsis is, oh, let's just go ahead. under the leadership of the ancient Josek Mardalak.
It's amazing.
A colony of vampires seeks a peaceful life in the desolate desert town of Purgatory. Who wrote this?
What failing college liberal arts
student wrote this?
David Carradine is in this movie, folks. I am in.
And Bruce Campbell.
So the best part about it is the town that the vampires... So I've watched it several times because you know I love me a good bad movie. It's like they were like, I know how we will stay in hiding. We will make a town that looks like something out of the 1950s and all of us will have roles to play, but we're all going to keep showing up at like the diner, the general store. And like, it is, you're just like, am I in a surrealist painting right now? Like what's happening? It's so...
It's important to note that it is available to watch for free on Vudu. And for some reason, Vudu changed their web version to be a massive pain in the ass. So good for them. But I'm going to watch this so I can take notes on what not to do.
There you go.
I think you should watch... Or what to do, a.k.a. Bruce Campbell needs to be in more things because he is just a delight. And he is so not his normal type in it, and it's great. It's great.
So the Tremors...
10 out of 10.
The Tremors Complete Collection 6-film bundle is available on Vudu. And
for $1.
I'm an adult now with adult people money. And there's
$1.
There's no one to stop me from making just
as
such
Burger
a...
launches right into your face.
No.
No, she's over here. I got actually. Let's.
That was Burger with the claws out trying to stop.
No, she's not. She's very much rolled up into a cinnamon roll right now. She is. I'm not going to do it at this moment. But
I would like you. Both of you to watch Sundown because it is just I need more people to see it so we can talk about it because like I love it. It's so stupid. Me in his corner, watching horror movies that she hates, because she hates horror movies, la la la. She put out the notebook, we should be scared, la la la.